Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Swazi Dlamini, you are great. And I hope that you have been blessed by those sounds. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at, my family. And this is me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, I will be saying goodbye to you. Germany, you and else will say hello to you on something else. And afterwards, Lukom Gwedi Puti will be with you on Spectrum Thought Sasir. And right now, I am joined by Pastor Letwell Zamani. We started something. Sa Pehlutwe Shunom Fundisi. Got all the questions that we had from those who were asking premarital questions and those who were advising those who desire to be married. Started out being a women's thing, but it ended up including everyone. Mfundisi is on the line. Hi, Muruti. How are you?
Good afternoon, ma'am. I'm blessed with the Lord and very strong. Thank you so much. How are you? Saqalana
mina nawe saphehlutwish. Mina na we say qala le ndaba fa siqede. We opened a lot of can of worms and we have to close that can of worms. But we're looking into the Word of God more than anything. And I remember that the other week, others were even asking about the rigidity? Of lobola, for example, testing if lobola is of God, it should be done and all. And the questions never stop coming. I think even in the coming years, we'll still be answering these questions and more. But we thank God that we are here yet again today to be talking to you again today. Umama Pindi Uti, amen. We thank God. We thank you for the undiluted gospel. Oh, praise the Lord for that. Radio Pulpit will always bring the undiluted. We never dilute. We bring it as is. Love sometimes when we ask our questions to Muruti, Gladwell Zabani, and he will say something like, the word says. It doesn't matter who says what. We go to the word. So here's the first question for this week. And the first question is, where in the word do we find that sex before marriage is sin? And how do you control yourself if you have engaged before?
Yeah, this is a question that one comes across a lot of the times. There are many places in the Word where the Bible talks of that. The only challenge with that is that people are looking for specifically the verse that says sex before marriage. Mm. However, if you study the Bible, you do a study on marriage, you're going to find that the sexual act has always been confined within the marriage act by God. Firstly, in Genesis 2:24, for this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Mm. It's the wife and the husband, not any other person there. Mm. And then the other thing is that the Bible makes use of the word fornication, mm-hmm. and the word adultery. And actually, what should happen is we should not be looking at it that as sex before marriage. It should be sex outside of marriage. Mm. And if you look, for instance, at the book of Galatians, chapter 5.
Okay.
That's where you see all these acts that Paul talks about. Verse 19, Paul says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, mm-hmm. fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, and so forth. So adultery, if you look at adultery, it's any sexual act with someone that one is not married to. Mm. That is adultery. And then fornication is similar to adultery, except that it includes more.
Mm.
It includes things like incest. It includes things like bestiality.
Mm.
It includes all other forms of, derogatory acts that involve sexual intercourse.
Mm.
So if you read the Bible and you study the Bible, you may not necessarily find the phrase that talks about sex before marriage,
mm.
but you will find in many instances where the Bible talks of fornication, where the Bible talks of adultery,
mm.
that, you know, as believers and as children of God, we should not commit acts of adultery, we should not commit acts of fornication or any form of uncleanness. Now, all of that
mm.
is included in the two terms, which are fornication and adultery.
Mm.
And therefore, in that sense, you understand that the sex act has been designed and confined to bring to oneness a husband and his wife. And therefore, it is not designed to be for any other people except those who have been
already married,
who have already made the covenant of marriage or entered into the covenant of marriage with one another.
Mm. All right. Okay, so another one says, Swangile, my question is that if somebody has cheated in the relationship, would they remain pure? Because we are fighting so many things in relationships. Women are fighting pursuers with money and who are better than the one with. And men are fighting beautiful women who look more appealing than the one he's with.
Mm. Yeah, look, anyone who commits any act of sin in God's eye, whether be it adultery, be it fornication, you see, that's another thing. Today, there are many different terms. It's called cheating, it's called infidelity, all those things. But at the end of the day, they all come back to the question of adultery and fornication, which is sex outside of the marriage act. Now, in this case, they're talking about, if one has had a relationship outside of the marriage relationship, that person will remain...
Remember, not marriage, Murutu. We are premarital. We are still not married. We are co-cheapers. We are co-cheapers. We are in a co-cheap. No. Yes, cheating happens during co-cheap. Yes, not.
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, when the cheating in co-cheap, it boils down to the question of being unfaithful to someone that you have made a commitment to marry. And so now, if you go and get involved with someone else while you have entered into a relationship with another person, the question is, will that person remain pure?
Mm.
Am I right?
Mm. Okay. Mm. Can they change? That's the question.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, can they change? No. In terms of change, yes, absolutely, they can change. One, if they open their hearts to the Word, if they are taught the Word, they get exposed to the Word, and they get to learn and to realize what is right and what is wrong, what is righteous and what is unrighteous, they can change. But then the other point that I wanted to bring there is 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins,
mm-hmm.
he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins
uh-huh.
and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Mm-hmm.
So at the point of realization of the fact that what I'm doing is not right, and then the person repents and they confess their sin before God, they are forgiven and they become pure and they are changed. Because 2 Corinthians 5, 17 says, behold, all things are new.
Mm.
Anyone who is in Christ is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and all things have become
new.
Yeah. So definitely, a person who has done that can change, we must remember that the question of change is a question of personal decisions and choices that one makes.
Mm, all right.
So upon hearing the truth and realization of the truth, you then make a decision to change, and you can change.
All right. Greetings to Willie Brutz, all the way from Johannesburg, tuned in. Thank you so much for choosing us as your number one station, Your Excellency. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, the advice that the person got, my question that I had for this person, and maybe you can answer me, Murut, is will you be able to forgive him? Okay, but before that person, before you answer, the response that the person got when she was asking that question, it was, if he cheats whilst you guys are dating, he will not stop unless that's the life you are prepared to live for the rest of your married life. So walk away. So my question to them was, will you be able to forgive them?
Yeah, first and foremost, I think it is a little bit, that is stretching it a bit further to say if they cheat once, they will always cheat.
Yeah.
Because there's always a chance that a person can hear the truth and repent. That's the first thing.
Hmm.
And then the second thing is that you cannot just say, if they cheated once, walk away.
Mm.
That's not necessarily the answer, because if you do that, it creates another problem where once you get into marriage and you come across a similar situation with somebody different, you have been psyched to think that whenever you come across a situation where someone becomes unfaithful, you walk away.
Mm.
And that's exactly what you're going to do. You're just going to decide to walk away and say, I'm going to get a divorce right away. I'm not even going to try to work on this thing. And then it ties to your question of, will you be able to forgive that person?
Hmm.
Because then you have to be able to say, even if you decide to walk away, you must first forgive that person.
Okay.
Then say, look, I have forgiven you. I no longer hold this against you. However, I have decided not to continue with you in the relationship. In a question of divorce, in a question of marriage, it is different. Because now here there's a covenant that has been entered into.
Mm.
The Bible does permit that if you are unable to continue living with that person, then you may opt for a divorce. However, it doesn't teach us that divorce is the solution.
Mm.
So you've got to say, James 5 verse 16 says, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. That's the first thing you need to do, is to confess your faults to one another, have a discussion around that issue, pray around it, forgive each other.
All right.
And then you can then take a decision to say, do I continue with this person or do I not continue with this person?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it must begin with the forgiveness part of it.
All right. Willie, I see your question. Yes, we know, and we have that song, Now is the Time to Worship. I will play you that song in a short while. Thank you for that request. Now, another family member says, to be married in community of property or not, is it the best thing to do? Is there anything that the word says about that? No, I don't think so. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Muruti, what does the word say about that?
Yeah, no, I'm glad this question has been raised, because, you know, it excites me. It's a very exciting question. No, first and foremost, the Bible does not teach on, does not connect marriage to possessions and material things. That's the first thing. So the question of marriage in community of property or marriage after of community of property is a legal issue that was designed to bring control of the assets that the two married people have when they get married and that they accumulate as they continue. Because now, when it comes to situations where people decide to get divorced, then that's where the question of possessions can become a problem. And that's why then there had to be a law in the legal system that governs that and regulates that, to say, we want to bring fairness, even in the process of divorce, to say when people are divorcing, the situation must be handled fairly. But the word of God says, a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cling to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. So in certain instances, there are situations where marriage in community of property is not the best way to go. And that's for legal reasons. There are legal reasons why that may not necessarily be the best way to go. Now, let me put a disclaimer here. I'm not a legal practitioner. However, I am talking about this from the standpoint of the world. And if family members want to know more around the legality or the legal side of things when it comes to the marriage, it is important to consult legal practitioners who can then interpret the law to say, this is how the law addresses this.
Mm-hmm.
This is what will happen. For example, should I get married to you and I accumulate debt?
Mm-hmm.
You will remember the story of the woman, the widow, who came to Elisha. Her husband had died, having left many debts.
Mm-hmm.
And those that he owed then came to take her sons and sell them as slaves so they can recover whatever. So matters of that nature, you know, they are legal issues that need to be addressed from that standpoint. So my advice would be, people, as they enter into marriage, they should get advice on all the different legal ways that involve assets.
All right.
And how people can handle those matters.
Okay. Willie, thank you so much. Baya Danki. He's tuned in from Open View HD, channel 607. That's awesome to hear somebody say, I'm tuned in from there, listening to you on Open View. Baya Danki. A family member says, one thing I have realized is that any marriage that started with fornication experiences problems. We are never taught about the consequences of fornication. Most of us just say there is nothing wrong when one engages sexually with each other because you'll get married or you'll marry each other one day, forgetting that fornication shows lack of self-control sexually and how are going to control ourselves when facing challenges in marriages where one is in a season where they cannot engage. There is a reason or reasons why God wants us to be pure until marriage. We thank God for the teachings through you all. Thank you. Thank you, Muruti Zawani. Thank you for allowing us to probe it, ask questions. And thank you, family member, for sharing that. And these things are not taught, Murut. You just hear sex before marriage is sin. It ends there. Nobody gets into talking about experiences that or problems that can occur in marriage after every year.
Yeah, you know, once again, I'm glad that this question has been raised because the question of sex is one that the church shies away from, and most believers are scared to even investigate or even talk about this area of sex and how it affects sex.
Even in our marriages.
Yes.
When the struggles arise, nobody wants to talk about it.
Yes.
It's kind of taboo.
So it must be investigated, because the other thing is that it has been one of the greatest sources of mystical beliefs that has, you know, penetrated the church and causing many people to err. And so we need to study what the Word teaches us where that is concerned, so that, you know, we make informed choices and informed decisions.
All right. Ndate Mohale Jeffrey Malachi, hello. Thank you so much for joining in and being with us, Your Excellency. Spongile, last week you spoke with Muruti on Lobola. Now I'd want to know, how long should we wait before paying Lobola to the lady's family? How long into the relationship?
Okay. Yeah, firstly, scripturally, there is no time frame.
So you can go for 10 years? Not cheap for 10 years.
Well, it could, but there are risks and consequences involved.
All right.
With that.
Okay.
So one needs to be careful. One does need to be careful where that is concerned. You cannot drag it for that long. But what I'm saying is that there's no biblical law that guides us in terms of time frame. It's all a question of personal choice and personal decisions, but it is influenced by a number of factors like indoctrination, like upbringing, background, and things of that nature. Because in different situations, people who grew up in different backgrounds would approach that question in different ways. Some will say wait a year, some will say wait 6 months, some will say 2 years, but the question is how do you determine that? The only way to determine that is between the two people who are involved. When they realize that they are ready to get married, that's when you make a decision to say, now let's get married.
As a marriage therapist, now putting a spotlight on you, as a marriage therapist, how long would you say people should be in a courtship for? In your experience, as you're counseling people?
I would say that people should be in a courtship until the point where they feel that they are ready.
Okay.
And how do you get to that point? Is by preparing yourself, number one, get as much knowledge and information about marriage as possible.
Can you also get counseling during this time?
I beg your pardon?
Can you also get counseling during this time?
That is exactly my point.
Oh, okay.
That when you get information, you go for counseling so that you are informed as to what it is that you're getting yourself into. Because one of the biggest challenges I've realized with married couples is that people get married for many years and they still have no idea what they got themselves into. You ask many couples a simple question like, what is marriage? They find it difficult to define and explain it. You ask a simple question like, what is love? They find it difficult. I've asked many people, you say you love your spouse. They say, yes. What is love? What do you mean when you say you love your spouse? And they find it very difficult. Why? Because they never were taught, and certain things were never explained to them to have their eyes open so they can see what they're really getting themselves into. People have challenges with things like, what is this that we spoke about the last time? Submission. Because they were never taught, they were never informed what submission really is, especially from a biblical point of view.
All right.
And so they have all sorts of challenges.
I think Vili would like to know more about the Lobola issue and culture. I guess Nisia Vili, I'm not quite sure, your translator there. Because Vili says, I guess, Afrikaans. So, I guess, Nisiaker, if the translation that you're using is doing justice for you, Vili, I guess, Nisiaker, Mar, he's asking about Lobola. And I think maybe the question is, isn't Lobola culture? And where does it come into Christianity? I think that's what I can put together from everything that's coming together here in on my screen. What would you say about that?
Yeah,
look, I remember God talking. I think the Word of God talks about the bride price, and I think that's what Lobola is. But okay, Muriti, go for it.
Yes. No, you are right. You are right. The question of Lobola is, it's a legal matter once again. That comes in because, remember, it's a transaction that takes place between the families, the two families, and therefore it is not something. Firstly, it is not wrong if it is approached in the right way,
okay,
and for the right reasons.
All right,
there is nothing wrong about it. The Bible doesn't criticize it. The Bible does talk about paying the bride price, and so we cannot say that it is unscriptural.
Okay.
Because the Bible doesn't speak against it. However, it is also important to realize that it's a legal matter that was introduced. Remember, when you consider like the laws of Moses, when you consider like, people who lived in the Old Testament, they had to come up with legal laws, let me put it that way, and legal ways to regulate their lives and to maintain control within their lives.
Mm.
So So that, because marriage is not something you can't just walk up to a person and say, let's agree that from today you are my wife.
Ooh, and that happens, Muruti. Ooh, and that happens. Lord have mercy. Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
So there has to be that formal procedure that has to involve the families, that has to involve the two people involved there. In the question of when you talk, look at it from the law of Moses, it had to happen under the auspices of the priest. In those days, and all the legal people that were appointed by Moses to look into the legal aspect of life. So it is important that as Africans especially, and those cultures that do use lobola, regardless of however they call it, it is important that we consider that, except that we make sure that during the proceedings, there is nothing that goes.
God is glorified. God is glorified in the midst of all that. No culture should be above our Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. I think we also say, I don't think, I know we also say that our Lord Jesus Christ has paid our bright price. We have been bought with a high price, His own blood at the cross. He bought us with a huge price. None can compare to how He has bought us. Let's take a break and take the sounds of Brian Dukeson featuring Catherine Scott. And the song is Come Now Is the Time to Worship, dedicated to Willebrods.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Those are awesome songs from Brian Dukeson featuring Catherine Scott. Come, now is the time to worship, dedicated to Willy Brutz. Thank you so much, Willy. Hoping that you were dancing. And hello to Frankia Guaps, saying good afternoon, my sister. Fire! I think he's enjoying the show and saying good afternoon to the family. Bye, thank you. Frank Jacobs on Squinning, thank you so much for being with us. A great Monday to you. Oh, thank you so much. That is so heartwarming. And now, my family, we're just about to say goodbye. Next up, Germany, Johan Els on Something Else, followed by Lukom Kwediputi on Spectrum. Tot ses uur, op ses uur, you have Dwayne. May Obut Dwayne on Radio Pulpit Sport. But right now, we're just summing up with Pastor Gladwell Zavani. So, Pastor Gladwell, another one says, I was told and advised not to settle down, not to get married, date, never move in with the person that I'm dating, but just settle, just be in a relationship, keep dating, and you'll be fine. What does the word say about that? And the person says, when you see even Christians going through divorce, you feel tempted to do that.
I'm glad you understand the question. Is the question around the fact of just dating?
Yebo. Yebo. Balegelum chado. Ngawa onke. Balega nginyawo zombili.
Well, that's not scriptural advice. Look, unless for personal reasons, you can do that, let me get the record straight that in 1 Corinthians 7, when Paul said, if it were according to him, he would advise people not to get married, it was because of the political environment at the time that the church was experiencing, and many people were forcibly separated from their spouses. And so the one spouse would be on the one side of the world, the other spouse would be on the other side because the church was being persecuted and so on. Mm. So it's not to say that marriage of itself is not a good idea.
Mm.
But the Bible does talk about eunuchs who are eunuchs by birth or those who choose to be eunuchs. You can make the decision not to get married. However, if you decide to date and not get married, you can do that. However, there's a lot of risk that's going to be involved there because dating involves emotions and other things. And so you're going to find that over time...
You're caught up in the firing line.
You are caught up in the firing line. It creates, you know, grounds that are conducive for one to fall into temptation.
Mm.
And things of that nature. So, you know, it's something that must be looked at with caution. I would advise that if one finds themselves in that position, go for counseling so that you can make an informed decision.
All right. Hello to Sis Lindy. Where are you, my queen? Are you in Japan? Are you in South Africa? Are you back? Where are you? She says, oh, great show. I'm learning. Where are you in the world? But thank you for tuning in wherever you are. It's always an honor, my queen. Now, Muruti, let's close it. I know there's still more. We'll give it another time and in another month. We'll do it again, premarital, and talk to our couples. Oh, Sis Lindy says, still in Japan. I love you, my queen. Thank you so much. Say hello to Japan. Say hello to Japan and keep living right for the Lord Jesus Christ. Be the Bible that some won't be able to read. Let them read you. May the Lord keep keeping you there in Japan. Muruti, so now, what do we say to our single people who are looking forward to getting married and starting families? What do we say to them in closure for today? We'll come back in other months and ask these questions again.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. To them, I will say marriage is a good thing. It comes from the Lord. It is a blessing that comes from the Lord. The Word of God says that very clearly. The only thing that is needed is for one to make themselves knowledgeable. Remember that Christ said, you shall know the truth.
And the truth shall set you free.
So when you know what the word says, because that word truth refers to the word of God, when you know what the word teaches, then it sets you free and you are able to make informed choices. But marriage is a good thing and it can be enjoyable if the two people set themselves up to be knowledgeable about marriage.
All right. Muruti, kan ons bid vir ons singles persoon, just put them at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he might guide them and lead them at the end of the day. Their relationships, their love journey would glorify the Lord. Others would read it and learn and grow from their own journey. And family, do remember that you can get hold of Muruti Gladwell Zabani. He is a marriage therapist, a counselor as well. So you can contact him on 071-148-4938. Alternatively, he's Gladwell Zabani on all social media platforms. His email address, gladwellzabani@gmail.com. And I'm signing out. Tomorrow, we have Mama Dr. Eva Siobi. We are closing that discussion where we were talking about living a pure life for the Lord Jesus Christ. If it is possible, is it hard? Is it possible? Is it doable? So living a Christ-like life. And we're also going to have some new people tomorrow coming in. Bo, 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 bo. Can't wait. So do join us. Muruti, what do we say to the Lord in prayer as we're praying for our single people out there?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace and mercy. You are a gracious God. We acknowledge that you are God, apart from me, there is no God. Your word says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Father, here we come. We are your children. I pray for all of your children who have not yet entered marriage, but who desire to enter marriage. I pray, Father, that you help them. Grant them wisdom, you know, Father, in Jesus' name, so that they will have the wisdom of God in all the decisions that they make and in all the choices that they choose. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will guide them, and that you will guide them to the right people who will help them, and that you will guide them to pastors after your own heart, who will feed them with knowledge. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Father God, that you heal those who are hurting, and you help those who are confused and those who are finding it difficult in their lives as we speak. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you. Amen and amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Marutimi. God bless you.
God bless you and the family.
Have a blessed one. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And family, this is how we're signing out and saying hello to Germany. Johan Els, do enjoy the rest of our shows. We love you. Bye-bye. We're going to leave you with the sounds of Yakuaba Silver featuring Suzanne Zill and the song Geek Nadier. Vili, what's say Vili? I love you. Word for today is experiment. We every day in okay, all right. Vili, enjoy even the coming one, okay? And yeah, do call our client services if you have issues with the word for today. 012-334-1200. Bye bye.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.